Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Romy Rosemont. I play Finn's mom, or Carol Hudson, on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Romy Rosemont, who plays Finn's mom on Fox's Emmy-nominated series, Glee. Maybe you've heard about it. Stick around, Gleeks. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Well, Mr. Media, of course, is recorded live before a studio audience of Michelle Lee, Leo wannabes, in the new media capital of the world and home of the best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Ah, just went too far. Hey, everybody, if you're a Glee fan, my guest tonight needs a little introduction. She's Finn's mom on the Fox smash Glee. But if you're one of the last Cheerios holdouts, there are plenty of other ways you might know actress Romy Rosemont. She often works with her friend, Catherine Keener, for example, and they appeared together in films such as Please Give, Friends with Money, and American Crime, and Lovely and Amazing. And Romy's had plenty of recurring TV roles herself, including CSI, Brothers and Sisters, Prison Break, and Swing Town. She'll soon be seen in an episode of ABC's Private Practice, and she just did a voice for the Kung Fu Panda sequel, too. Here is a clip of Romy in Glee.
Glee Wine, home. Here's what happened on the 16th episode of Glee. Splits magazine is named Sue Sylvester,
cheerleading coach of the last 2,000 years.
And in 7 days, a reporter will arrive to interview Sue and her enormous ego.
And my new star singer will have lost 10 pounds and be in a gender-appropriate cheerleading uniform, or she is off the team.
Ouch. Celery, anyone? Unfortunately, Mercedes' crash diet has her crashing and hallucinating. On the Finn front, his mom is ridding the house of memories of her dearly departed husband because she's in love with and dating
Bert Hummel.
Who is Kurt's dad?
What the hell is going on with our parents?
Finn desperately wants to keep the memory of his father alive and is not ready for his mom to settle down, unlike Kurt, who would love to be Finn's brother.
You both have dead spouses. Maybe you should talk.
Back on campus, Sue has commandeered the school auditorium, forcing Will to find a new rehearsal space, which he does thanks to an old acquaintance.
No way.
Way. Boozy Glee Club alum, April Rhodes.
You might also have heard of Romy's husband, a guy named Stephen Root. He's been in everything from True Blood to News Radio and from Seinfeld to The West Wing. He's one of those guys whose name you may not know, but if you saw him, you'd go, oh, yeah, that guy. Anyway, Romy Rosemont, welcome to Mr. Media.
Much nice to be here.
Glad to have you. I got to ask you, from 14 years of being a parent myself, I know what it's like to lose your identity to a child. The minute that kid is born, you're so-and-so's parent, and you've done this in your career now, and you're forever going to be Finn Hudson's mom. How's that working out for you?
You know what? I got no problem with that. I think it's definitely, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to work a lot and work pretty steady, you know, especially in today's market as an actor. It's easier said than done. But people definitely, in fact, a friend of ours just asked me last night, they said, does your character have a name? I was like, yeah. Her name's Carol. He's like, because you're Finn's mom. That's it. And whenever I've been approached, in the market, people will always say, oh, my God, you're Finn's mom. And for me, I never get recognized, and I definitely don't usually look like whatever character I'm doing. So, right. I mean, anybody who doesn't say that it's a blast and you know, because people are coming up to you because they appreciate what you do or the fact that they've just seen you, it's a trip and it's enjoyable.
And how does your son, who's not your son, Corey Monteith, how does he treat you, Mom?
Oh, he always, in fact, at any event we always go, whenever we go, he's always like, hi, Mom. And he's such a sweetheart, and it's such a, a delight to work with him, and I mean, he's so dreamy. I mean, he is, and it's like, if I was fortunate enough to have a kid that looked like that and was that sweet, I'd be on cloud nine. So he's great. I mean, we have a really good time working together. He's really eager to learn, just because of the fact that I've just been doing it long, you know. But he's great. He's great.
I had to ask you that question about, becoming, Ben's mom, so to speak, because I know that from the moment my kid was born to 90% of the people who know me at this point, I'm Rachel's dad. I'm not Bob. I'm not, God forbid, Mr. Media, you know? So I figure that you've got that whole other thing going on, and it's just got to be weird.
I've got absolutely no problem being Finn's mom. I mean, again, especially because I feel like I've been doing this for 100 years, and I'm so grateful to be part of this phenomenon, which I think is what Glee is. And I also believe in the show. I think the show's actually really good, and I can't say that about a number of stuff that I've done. You know, a lot of them are just jobs. But this is really, it's just an amazing thing to be a part of. So I have got I'm just flattered when people say Finn's mom.
Do you ever worry that it is such a phenomenon that, sometimes phenomenons, they rise quickly and they fall quickly. Does that make you a little nervous? Because here it looks like you've got a good thing going here.
I mean, for me, it's, because I recur and I'm not a regular on it, there's no pressure for me. It is pure fun, and I love doing it. For all of the other members and all of the, I hate to call them kids, but being that I'm 100, that's exactly what they are. People are, I'm sure, especially with season two, they're all watching a little closer. They're watching probably with a little bit of a magnifying glass. And, I think that there's stories now coming out about different cast members, or that they're not getting along, or whatever it is. The majority of it is just people want to kind of create a problem where there is no problem. So I think that there is a lot more pressure on them. They're not under the radar, and they never have been. And some shows, they kind of have this, it's great when they get to develop themselves, and then all of a sudden it's a smash. This is a smash right off the bat.
Yeah.
So they had good from, at kickoff, so to speak. So I think that it makes it a little bit more of a nail biter for them. But you know what? They always deliver. It's a good show. It's fun. And even if not every episode hits out of the park, I think no show does that, no movie does that, no huge star, no politician does that. Everybody's got their off days or off, whatever it is. This is a solid show, and no matter what, you see these kids are just working their asses off. Ooh, am I allowed to say that? So, and I think that's, I think it's evident in every episode. So I hope that, I don't think it's going to crash and burn. I think people still want to love it.
And I, just for the listening audience, I want to clarify that my producer, Ivan, has confirmed it is okay to say asses. So,
fantastic!
You can say that all you want, as long as it's in context of not being a body part, I think. So are there members of the cast who are not getting along? I guess I have to ask you that since you brought it up.
No. I mean, not to the best of my knowledge, you just pick up magazines and it's always saying, whatever, the Glee kids are doing this or doing that.
Yeah.
And, because I never lived that world, and was never the lead of that, of a show like this. I mean, people just want dirt. People rarely want to hear that people are blissfully happy and that there's, the reality is they're having a blast and they're working their proverbial asses off. So they don't have the time to, do as much partying as people are beginning to say that they're doing.
I want to ask you a question. We had an actor named Patrick Fischler on a couple weeks ago.
Delicious.
Patrick.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I was asking him because the last couple of years he's done some incredibly memorable stints, the biggest one being Mad Men, but also on Weeds and on Lost. And, he was telling me that as a recurring character, it is different than being a show regular, and he was telling me that in the case of Weeds, this season of Weeds, that they didn't put him under contract as a recurring character, and so when other work came along, he took it, and then they couldn't bring him back to finish the storyline that they had started with him because they didn't.
Well, that's a very, I mean, that's
issue that you deal with?
Yes, I mean, in fact, I just dealt with it. I had there's a movie that Kevin Smith is doing called Red State that's going to be a phenomenal movie that he just started to film, and I got a role in it, and they changed the schedule, and it conflicts with an upcoming Glee I have, and so that's where my allegiance is. But I don't have a contract per se with Glee, but for me, because of the kind of show it is, and because I love the character and I really want to be part of it, I definitely kind of check with Glee to see if I'm in any upcoming episodes, you know, when work does come up. We definitely let them know. But, I mean, that's definitely something that if I got a regular gig on a show, obviously that would take precedence. So, I mean, I was very disappointed because this movie, my husband's in. He's doing part in it. We've gotten to have been in a movie together. But, again, Glee took took first position.
Wow.
So, I mean, you don't really owe anything to the people who of the show that you recur, because they don't contractually have you. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things, especially on a show like Glee, and for someone like Ryan Murphy, who I've worked with before, there is a sense of loyalty. But if another job comes along, you got to take the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all fighting the same fight.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you something about that. Oh, yeah, you were not in the first two episodes of the season, and I wonder if there was something that to be read between the lines there.
No. I think there's something like 14 or 15 series regulars. There's a lot of people to write for, and you forget that it's only 47 minutes of television, so they can't get every storyline in. And so, you know, I'll be around when there's, you know, when I'm part of that storyline. I think that, you know, it's like Jesslyn Gilsig is a valued member of that cast, but there's only so many stories they can tell.
Right. I understand. Yeah, I was thinking, I spoke to Scott Adsit this morning, who's Pete Hornberger on 30 Rock on NBC, and it occurred to me while I was talking to him, I didn't get to ask him about it, but there were three or four recurring characters who were not in the season premiere last week, and I thought, yeah, that's got to be tough, because you're getting paid... As a recurring character, you're getting paid, I imagine, by the episode. You're not guaranteed all those weeks that the regulars are.
Right. Yeah, and you're getting a fraction of what the regulars are. But it's, again, I mean, especially on a show like 30 Rock, it's so well-written, or a show like Glee, you know, the climate is tough out there. There's a lot of people competing for the same job. And so when you have one, you really are very appreciative for it. And so, but it is... You know, if the people at Glee have been very kind to me, and you know, I know that if it's appropriate for me to be in an episode, I really have faith that I will be. So I just have to, you know, you kind of go on a what is it, a wing and a prayer, or a hope and a prayer, and just, you know, and think for the best.
All right.
Go
ahead.
I was just going to say, I really think that this character touches to a different part of the audience. So I think she does that. I mean, I think Carol Hudson, I think Finn's mom, does add something to the show and to those episodes. But if the show is predominantly like the Britney Spears one was, a musical thing, there's no reason to have her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't work at the school. I'm one of the parents, and I'm grateful because you haven't met a lot of the parents, so I'm grateful that they keep bringing me back.
I got it. Well, look, let's take a quick break. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media radio, the Mr. Media interview with actress Romy Rosemont, co-star of Glee on Fox, and we will be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven, what is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you love reality TV or you hate reality TV, you must join the experts from the New York Reality TV School on Robert Galinsky's Reality, only on chataboutit.com, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., featuring live call-ins, celebrity guests from the world of reality TV, and also featuring the Kodak DIA pocket camera.
That's Robert Galinsky's Reality on chataboutit.com. Be a part of it every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Bob Andelman, and you are listening to the Mr. Media interview with actress Romy Rosemont of Glee on Fox. And if you missed Glee this week, you're probably going to want to go to Fox.com and catch this episode. Here's a little peek at what you missed.
I'm serious. You should put ranch dressing on it.
On pizza?
Yeah, it's delicious. You should try it.
I'm 100% in love with you right now.
Hey, Brittany.
Oh, hey, Artie. Girl, you are such a fool for breaking up with such a sweetheart.
I know, Brittany. Artie, I'm sorry.
And I'm stronger.
I'm scared of your heart.
Brittany? I haven't seen that episode yet. It's on TiVo. Oh, that was good.
Brittany, that was funny. So I got a couple more things I want to ask you about before we run out of time, but I got to ask, what's ahead for Finn and Finn's mom this season? I'm sorry, Carol Hudson.
Right, there you go. You know, I would love to be able to tell you that. Partly the negative part of being a recurring character is that I don't see the scripts except for the ones I'm in. And I'm actually shooting something next week and have yet to get a script, so I would love to. I think that you are going to see more of Carol. You know, fingers crossed that she and Bert are going to stay together. But, you know, they keep their storylines pretty much under lock and key, so unless you are there, you really don't know anything. And I mean, again, I would love to be the one to kind of break the story, but I'd be lying. I mean, I could say that Carol becomes a Cheerio, and she goes back to school and she becomes a Cheerio.
There you go. Well, all the parents, there could be a parents group of Cheerios, right? They could all sing and dance.
That rally.
Yeah.
Plus, I would look very good in one of those skirts. I'm just saying, I happen to be sitting right now, but trust me.
All right, Ryan Murphy, hope you're watching this. Set it up.
Exactly.
You know, I got to ask you something about your husband, Stephen Root. Just
yep.
Tremendous talent. Certainly been aware of him going back to News Radio with Phil Hartman and Maura Tierney. He's had some amazing roles over the years, and I wondered, we're not going to cover all that ground now, it's not really appropriate, but I'm wondering if you have a favorite among all the things that you've seen him in.
I'm a huge fan of News Radio, and I was before I ever met him. I actually signed with an agent of mine a long time ago because they represented Stephen at the time. I loved News Radio, and when I met him, he was shooting, he was doing a series called Ladies Man with Alfred Molina and Sharon Lawrence and Betty White, and he walked on, they were in the middle of a taping, and he walked on the stage, and I turned to my friend and I said, "Oh my God, that's Jimmy James!" And I was like all a flutter. And she said, "Oh, he's the nicest man. I'm going to go say hi." And I said, "Oh, please don't, because if you start talking, we're never going to leave." And she started to walk over and she tripped me and I fell flat on my face in the middle of a live taping of an audience show, and that caught Stephen's eye. As he said one time, I fell then and he keeps falling now.
Oh, who would have guessed that guy would be a softy like that?
I know, exactly. No, but I think Jimmy James, I mean, I think he's obviously so, so talented, and his range is incredible, but so that's definitely a favorite character of mine.
Now, I wouldn't ask him this question because he probably wouldn't answer it the way I'd like, so I'm going to ask you, the only other thing I wanted to ask you about your husband, is there a role that he's done since you've been together that you wish that he hadn't for one reason or another?
No. I mean, I was about to say Idiocracy because he was in plastic pants that he showed his butt. But no, I thought it looked good. No, you know what? think that he's very selective, and I think that whatever he does, he jumps in with both feet, and I really respect that. So if he's happy, I'm happy. The only things that I wish that he hadn't done are the things that make him miserable, where he's like, well, that was a crap job. but he really does make the best of it. So I'm trying to think. I mean, it's been 150 years, but no, I'm really, you know, happy with it. It's just impressed by all of his work.
Good, good. Well, and I also understand that, speaking of the men in your life, that your son has a punk band called Drive A that probably would not mind a shout-out. Anything you'd like to tell us about them?
Drive A is actually amazing. Actually, tonight they're in Philadelphia. They are an opening act for Bullets for My Valentine, and I think the other one is Escape the State. Oh, it's probably wrong, and I'm too embarrassed. But he's a brilliant drummer, and this band, it's an alternative punk band, and people who love punk music think that they're as good as the greats. But they're all very young. They're from the age of 18 to 21. He's the oldest. He's 21, and I'm not a fan of that music. And they're fantastic. Like there's certain songs I absolutely love, and I can't wait to hear when they're in concert. So I mean, it's so exciting. He went to school to become a drummer, and he's really, really good. Really, really good. So it's very exciting. And Drive A, they have a MySpace and a Facebook, and they're right now on a nationwide tour, and they're actually, I think they just came through Florida, and they're making their way back west.
Cool.
Yeah,
well,
they're a great band.
Now, you do know that saying that a brilliant drummer is like military intelligence in most cases. The two don't really connect, but...
Right, I used to think drumming was... just banging on things, and I feel very, very blessed to be his stepmom, but I'm his stepmom, so I've got pictures, and I'm actually very good friends with his mom, so it makes it all very one big happy family, and she's got pictures of him just banging on his drums, and it's the heart and soul of the band, and I never really knew that. I just thought, oh, yeah, they're keeping the beat, but they really... They can make or break as a band. And in this particular, in a punk band, they're just imperative. And he's just, it's really good. You should check it out.
I will, actually. I will look it up. I had no... I,
and is that
all
I, how old is your daughter?
14.
Oh,
keep
yeah.
him away.
No. She loves Bruno, who's the lead singer, who's, fantastic.
Well, she's a guitarist herself, so, yeah, it's a dangerous possibility there. I got to ask you, we're going to run out of time, but I wanted to ask you have an episode of Private Practice coming up, is that right?
I do. Delight to do. I work with Brian Benben and Paul Edelstein, and I had a blast. I mean, I played, which I seem to get cast as very often, the mom whose child is in peril. But really, really, really nice group of people, and had to cry for 5 days and had a blast in between that. So it was fun. I was really kind of, the job came out of nowhere, and it was really fun to do. Really.
And then
fun.
You also did a voice in the Kung Fu Panda sequel.
That actually came, funny enough, actually a friend of mine who's an editor on Kung Fu Panda, and they were sitting around, they were trying to cast a voice for the pig's mom, and they were going through various people, and they didn't like the sound of any of the voices, and she said, well, I have a friend, and I didn't have a reel, and they went online to YouTube and looked up an interview I had done on AP Red, and the director and producer of the movie of Kung Fu Panda said, yep, we like her voice. So, I got that in 24 hours, so it was really fun to do.
Wow. Well, we are literally... Just about to run out of time, and I want to remind everybody that you can see the lovely Romy Rosemont every Tuesday night on Fox on Glee at 8 p.m. Can people find you on Facebook or Twitter? Are you doing any of that kind of stuff?
I'm not. I kind of keep a low profile. I mean, I barely remember my own name or to check email. So getting involved in Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, I'll do it a little bit, but. I kind of just, I'm more of a voyeur.
Okay. Well, Romy, we are literally out of time. I just thank you again. It was a lot of fun to get to meet
you. Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure.
And, good luck to your husband and your son, and hopefully we'll get to see you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And folks, remember that for more original interviews with your favorite movie and TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you checking us out and spending a little time with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Ever thought of hosting your own radio show? Now you can by registering at blogtalkradio.com. While you're there, check out our selection of premium packages. To start your own show today, visit blogtalkradio.com.